You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
What is this? Up. Is this number one stunner?
No, this is Raise Up, Petey Pablo.
What is this?
Miss Jessie Owen.
Oh, Lord, here we go, guys.
I'm not hip, guys.
All right, hey, welcome into the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. Season 9, Episode 12. Of course, it's called Playing Dirty. And as always, I am your host, Bobby DeMuro, joined by my lovely panel, my unpredictable panel. Today, Francesca Dugan next to me, and across the table, the not cool, not hip Miss Jessie Owen.
What the hell, Bobby?
And Snapchat superhero Sterling Cates. Hey, girls.
Hey. Hey.
All right, hey, let's get to
it. Hey, douchebag.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, that's right. It's wow. Early today, you guys. Bad. Before we get started, Jessie, I'm going to let that one go. Let's talk about Maria's new book, guys. As we know, we've been talking about this for the last couple weeks on the show, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, How I Lost 40 Pounds and Kept It Off, and How You Can Too, is in stores right now today, Barnes & Noble and all those good places. It is also online on Amazon and places like that. I know the three of you have been reading this thing. We have a huge AfterBuzz pool party next weekend we've been trying to get ready for.
I don't look like that.
I don't look like that either. I was going to say, the three of you are blessed with better looks than I am, but I know the three of you have been reading the book and doing stuff like that to get ready.
Oh, yeah. I just finished it.
There you go. So now you got a week to get ready.
I know.
Can you do it?
Gotta lose 40 pounds like she did in 1 week.
1 week.
That's probably not going to happen. But okay, and besides, hey, the other thing before we get started, guys, if you're on iTunes, couple episodes left of The Kardashians, so a couple episodes left of the after show this season, unfortunately.
What?
If you haven't already...
Oh, what?
And it's
really
not
sad
too.
News.
I know there's not too many episodes left this year, but if you haven't already, rate us on iTunes, hit subscribe, give us a rating, give us a review. We want to hear what you guys think on YouTube. Seriously, viewers, commenters, thank you. Awesome comments. You guys talk to us all the time on YouTube and Twitter. Thank you so much. All right, let's get started today. And let's start with the mud run. Because, of course, if you're Kim and Khloé, you're going to do a mud run, right? Because it's
right,
just going to give it's going to give Khloé an opportunity to wrestle everyone. And
only,
she did.
Only if my bodyguard's with me the whole way.
That dude was
right.
Jacked.
I just want to see how he went through the whole obstacle course. Because even when he was standing there, it was like they did it. And then he was down there. And he was still clean. And it's like, I understand you can walk through it. But even when Kim was doing her little walking, she still got dirty.
Well, he was paid to be with her. He was not paid to do the obstacle course.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know. But it's like, how can you even get... It's an obstacle course. Like, do they make easy ways for people to get around that stuff?
You can walk through every obstacle.
Just walk around it.
Yeah.
I want to be one of their bodyguards so I can do all that cool stuff.
I know, right?
Do you think you have what it takes to be a bodyguard?
I think so. After reading the book, you know, Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness.
Nice plug.
Right?
Nice plug. There we go. But what about this obstacle course? Okay, the first thing for me... Well, the first thing, let's talk about Rob. Because they did a quote-unquote workout, a circuit, which obviously wasn't a circuit.
But he was just texting.
It's the first time we've seen Rob in a while.
Yeah.
And letting his sisters back it up on him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
that was a little
awkward.
Weird. That was a little weird.
I see how, like, the show kind of makes Rob look, you know, lazy and stuff. And his weight isn't, you know... A great example.
What it used to be.
Yeah.
As young as he once was.
But I can see where he would be kind of embarrassed to work out in front of the cameras because he's already got, you know, self-esteem issues. So I wouldn't want to work out in front of a camera either. Like, that's just America finding another way to judge you.
Right. And Kim was kind of rubbing it in both of their faces about how great she looks and how shapey she is.
And they said they were going to go on a hike, but they went to, like, a private
It was just
like
walkway.
A backyard.
It was like
some stepping stones.
Right.
I don't really understand, but Kim was rubbing it in his face. And not to rub it in his face, but Kim did lose a lot of weight after the baby. She said she was 130 pre-baby. She's 125 post-baby. This is the hard-hitting news you can expect on AfterBuzz TV. Good for her, though. I mean, seriously, good for her.
Yeah, good
Five
for
pounds
her.
Is difficult sometimes to lose, though.
Yes, I agree. But when you have Kanye given everything that you want and you're up to different standards, like, I'm sure he, like, really pays attention to her weight, what she wears, all that good stuff. So,
you think so?
Is that good stuff, though?
Oh, of course. He, like, you know, says, you know, he picks out her clothes, like, updates her wardrobe, like, really cares what she wears and stuff. So,
because
it's
he's
not, like, a good thing, but I'm saying, well, I mean, I guess I wish I had someone telling me that, like, and buying me new clothes and, like, keeping me in shape, because that's what I need. Like, that's why I can't lose weight, because I'm lazy and I won't get off my couch.
Yeah, okay.
That's you, though. You don't need anyone else to make you
do
it.
No, I do. I need someone pushing me. So, right. Like,
I think Kim is so concerned with how she looks physically that she doesn't need that extra
it's her livelihood.
Motivation.
It's her livelihood.
It is.
Yeah.
It's her career. It's what she's known for.
No, I mean, it absolutely is. So good for her doing that, but then bad for her for rubbing it in Chloe's face and indirectly in Rob's face.
Right.
Because you don't invite Rob to something like that and then rub it in Chloe's face without realizing you're also going to do it to Rob.
Right.
And you can see Rob wearing hoodies and all this black and all these overcoats and stuff to hide what's going on because he's ashamed of it. And it's, you know, why do you bring him out to a situation like that just to get him in one scene of the episode to do that to him emotionally and then have him have to rewatch that later and see what he looks like.
Right. I also think that could have been produced in certain ways just because we haven't even seen Rob this entire season. So it's just kind of like, hey, I'm alive. You know, that's Rob's way of saying it.
Two episodes before the end.
Well, he's barely alive. We'll get to Rob in news and gossip in a second. So let's actually hang off on him. But about this mud run.
It looks really hard.
I wanted
really?
To do it.
I think it'd be fun. Is this going to be another one of those things you guys talk about making me do and then you never follow through, like the pole dancing class and all that?
No, we need to do the aerial yoga.
Yes, I want
to
do that.
I'd pay money to see you do that, Bobby.
You really?
Yeah.
Can you pay me the money?
That one would be kind of funny, but then we'd be stuck to do it too, and I don't know if I can.
You guys started with pole dancing, you've gone to aerial yoga, we're going to go to a mud run.
I'm scared of heights. I don't like all that.
Well, we have to do all of this before the finale. So
that's
we can
like
tell everyone
next
about it.
Week or
2 weeks from now, a couple weeks from now. You guys need to get on it. This is not on me. This is on the three of you, okay? But that aerial yoga thing, hey, Courtney was good.
Yeah.
Courtney was
really
good.
Courtney's good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Courtney's the bomb.
Chloe definitely isn't as limber as Courtney.
Would you expect Chloe to be as limber?
No.
But, you know, you're saying that Kim's rubbing it in her face. Chloe's lost a lot of weight, and she looks real good.
She does look really good.
So
they both sisters were kind of throwing it in their face. Like, Courtney made the comment. She was like, it's not ever to the fat, or someone said the fat lady sings, and Courtney goes, we'll get to singing Chloe.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's just sibling.
Yeah, but even though, like, say that on the wrong day and see who gets pissed.
Say it and then say Bible and see who gets pissed.
Yeah.
Do they say Bible anymore, by the way?
I think I heard her say church.
I did hear her say church. Which is a little ridiculous, but that's neither here nor there. At this mud run, Chloe has an obsession with wrestling.
Right.
Everyone at all times.
She even
not with
Mason.
This mud,
yes.
mud run with everybody.
Well, yeah, but at this mud run, she wrestles Kim. Again.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Naturally.
In the
shoved
mud.
Shoved her in the mud.
Yeah. I really wanted Kim's face to go in the mud. I was like, do it, do it, do it.
I feel like Chloe's been wanting to push Kim's face in the mud
no,
for
I'm
a long time.
I'm just honest. I'm saying what all y'all are thinking.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
although
you
Chloe,
said it.
Listen, Chloe does have a lot of, let's just say, aggression to work out.
Right.
Because she's no longer with Lamb. Let's just call him Lamb, because that's what she calls him.
Lamb.
So she's got a little, you know, energy. She's got a little extra energy she can't burn off in other ways. Just keep it PG.
Ugh.
Exactly.
She's always wrestled, though.
Yeah.
Ever.
For the past 9 seasons, that's all we've been watching.
Well, okay.
She should do, like, WWE.
The very first episode, she was wrestling Kylie. Remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I do. She wrestles somebody new every week. This is the draw. This is like Chloe wrestles. Hashtag Chloe wrestles.
Who will it be next week?
Who will it be next week? I bet it'll be Chris. Let's make that a prediction.
Chris would never wrestle. She definitely can't clean up dog poop, so
that's going to be a prediction that we make next week on the show. Who's going to wrestle? Hashtag Chloe wrestles. I guess there's not too much else to the mud run. We've got two bigger topics I really want to discuss, so let's just get right to it. The first of which is the helicopter. First off, have any of you guys ever actually been in a helicopter?
No, but my friend Snapchatted me pictures of her over New York City today, and I was like,
I'm going skydiving on Tuesday.
That has nothing to do with helicopters.
That is really cool, though.
You jump out of a plane.
God, that's very brave of you.
I know. I'm just really brave.
Be sure to report back next week.
I will.
Your audience
if I'm here.
Awaits.
No, just kidding. Send us, knock on wood.
Send us a Snapchat from the air.
Oh, my God.
Down.
If you could do that, that'd be amazing.
I will. I'm going to Snapchat the whole way down.
But you only get, like, 10 seconds, so you have to keep holding, holding, holding.
Oh, my God. You should record it.
Hold on. Let me add
it
to my story really quickly.
I don't get any service up here.
Okay. Let's go back to the helicopter.
Anyway, enough about me.
The three of you are in some kind of form today. Okay, this helicopter idea for Scott, I think it's a great idea. I know you three probably disagree with me because I'm a boy and I like toys, like what Chris was saying, and she was rhyming in that little, you know, confessional. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea because when you are not a quote-unquote normal person, which the Kardashians' Disicks are not, they're right. different. When you are different, you have different needs in business and whatever, and a helicopter may make sense to get you from Calabasas to LAX, which other people do, or Calabasas right. to whatever airport. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I don't know if you need it on the physical site, or if maybe there's a landing pad for a community or something up there.
Right. I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I think it's great.
For Scott, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it's total. Yeah, exactly.
They should have just found some land that they could, you know, build like a little place for it.
Yeah, and then if the neighbor wanted it too, she mentioned that the neighbor wanted a helicopter too, why not go halves on land? How would you like to have that conversation? Most of us go like halves on pizza. And they're like, let's go halves on some land for a helicopter.
Exactly.
Go halves on land for a helicopter and rent it out or whatever. I'm sure that this happens before.
Yeah.
But how about Bruce being your pilot? Would you guys want Bruce to pilot?
Bruce was so gung-ho for that.
Yeah, well, he's like finally getting to live now that he's separated
now that
from
he's
Chris.
Free.
But do you think that Scott and Bruce hang out usually, or is that just something that they put together for the show?
I think because of the death of Scott's parents, I think Scott and Bruce probably hang out more.
Probably bonding with them.
Because, A, Bruce is there a lot for Mason and Penelope. And so Scott and Bruce probably bond, and they're friends or father-son-ish, I think so.
Yeah, it was really nice to see that dynamic, them hanging out. And even when they were talking about Scott's parents, I think someone was like, oh, that was harsh, but he wasn't, he was just coming off as a tough
like that
love.
He said tough something love. About that part of your life is over, and I was just like, wow, that's really...
But Scott made that point where he was like, you want to pick up the phone and make a call, and there's nobody to call. How many times do you guys call your parents? You know, I mean, coming from far away, like I do, you call your parents and you want to talk to them about something stupid, there's going to come a day where you can't do that.
Right.
So that's one of those things that Scott realizes and says, oh, I can't call him anymore. And Bruce, harshly but matter-of-factly, is like, well, your life has changed now. And I think because Scott's life has changed, if he has Bruce in his life with Mason and Penelope and all that, he has sort of a parent that he can bond with who's not as dominating and overbearing as Chris might be and who's going to look for his best interest in whatever just in the same way as Bruce looks for Brandon and Brody's best interest.
It was also really cute when Scott was talking about Mason. He's like, he's my best friend.
Aww. That was really sweet.
Did you notice how Mason called Bruce Bruce and not Grandpa? He used to call him Grandpa. And now he calls him Bruce.
I think because Mason's a cool kid. I call my parents by their first names.
Really?
Yeah. But when you're like that young, like you, I would never call my.
Like, I would just messing with their microphone.
I would never call my grandparents by their name. Like that's weird.
Well, everyone calls Bruce Bruce.
I call my parents by their name starting when I was young. So shout out to Dave and Linda. maybe this is me because I'm weird. I'm sure that's just me. But I don't know. I think it's not. Are you saying that it's the point of like maybe Mason doesn't see Bruce as a grandfather?
Well, and kind of grandfather. I feel like that's completely different.
But also Bruce like never got to grow up with their real dad. So, I mean, not Mason didn't get to grow up with, you know, their real dad. So Bruce is like their only grandfather, and now his other grandfather's gone, so Bruce is really his only grandfather.
Yeah.
So I think it's really sad that he's like, hey, Bruce. Like,
I don't think it's
weird.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was like,
Mason's a cool kid. You talk about cool kids who are going to grow up and be really cool. Mason's going to be really,
he's
really
funny.
Cool when he grows up. He will be.
He'll be just like Scott.
Yeah, I think so, because his parents are both.
Because we need another one of those.
We gotta have two Scots. How about that Lord Disick Air uniform Bruce was
well,
wearing?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, what else would he wear?
Why not? Yeah. Because Scott's an important businessman, so he's got time to go get some uniform to put his logo on it, right?
Exactly. You're right.
Ridiculous.
You're really right.
I wonder how much money they've spent on just, like, shenanigans, like all that kind of stuff.
I don't want to think about it.
Like, probably enough to pay all my bills.
I'll take a cut of that.
All of our bills.
Yeah, everyone.
I love, too, how Bruce is kind of the dorky likes, you know, model helicopters and likes kind of virtual reality stuff like that. And he's showing Scott all the virtual reality, and Scott's like, "No,
no,
you know, I want
to have the real thing.
I want the
I'm not
real
into
thing,
your
man.
Weird fetishes."
and then that British guy, they meet the British guy. What's his name? John Mowat. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, John. And Bruce comes in and introduces himself, and John's like, "Oh, I met you before at the Van Nuys Airport at that helicopter thing." And Bruce is like, "Oh yeah, you're the British guy.
You're the British guy, of course, because there's only one."
But that's Bruce though. He goes to all these kind of things. He's really, it's not dorky. I mean, it's cool and it's different, but he's really specific in what he likes. And yeah, this is part of him now that he's without Chris and now that he's moving on with his life. There's going to be a lot more time for this stuff for
his hobbies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's all about, yeah,
well, I'm glad you guys agree with me so much. Perfect.
You nailed it right on the head, Bobby. Okay, so, I have nothing else to say about that.
So, at the end of the day, at the end of the episode, was the slide the right move instead, yes, of the pad?
Of course. Like, he was right, because this, I was, you know, honestly, I was really excited about the airplane. But as soon as he said that, or the, whatever, helicopter, same difference. So, when the stuff was going to fly, like, into the pool, I was like, wow, that sucks. But then they could have gotten a pool cover, so it wouldn't have been bad. But their backyard would have been a wreck.
Oh, 100%. It would have completely destroyed the backyard. It would have ruined their view. It would have ruined him looking out onto his property. I know he said he wanted to look at a helicopter out of his kitchen window, which is a hilarious thing to say. You don't.
No.
Yeah. I loved that Courtney let him decide, and she went, instead of controlling him, she let him decide, let him figure it out on his own, and he made the right choice at the end of the day, and I think that's a growing process for him, too.
And for her, too.
Yeah,
normally
it is. Absolutely.
She would,
I think,
have
the source
that
of a lot of their problems in the past has been because she's trying to control him, and he's such a free spirit anyways. He's going to do what he wants to do, and to let him reach those decisions on his own, that's just makes their relationship stronger.
Yeah. Before we segue into that part of the episode, did you love how Scott just would not let Ricarda, the consultant, get a word in?
I was just going to say that. Yes.
He just, you know, nonstop just cutting her off. She's like, well, limp, you know, blah, 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 and da-da-da-da-da.
Poor Ricarda.
And then Bruce did it to her, too. And then Bruce did it to John, the British helicopter guy. It's a family thing. I know part of it's editing. Part of it is how they edit this, and they have to edit it very, very tightly. But part of it's like a family thing. They all have to cut everybody off. It's ridiculous.
It's all about the attention.
No, but what I was saying... I'm just kidding. I was cutting you off to make a joke.
I thought it was crazy how... or not crazy. I thought it was kind of... what's the word?
Just crazy. Go with it.
Crazy.
Vain, or like how he was like, was it hard to find with all the mansions? Talking about his house, and you're like,
that's like tongue in cheek. I like him when he said that. Yeah. The thing about the banana peel last week, where nobody ever has ever thrown a banana peel, that's tongue in cheek. If you're gonna be rich like that, at least be self aware rich, where you know you're rich, you know you're different, and you kind of make fun of yourself. That's totally cool. I like it.
It's totally just Scott's character.
He was being serial, like. He, like, wasn't even kidding about it. Like, he's like, hey, I'm better than you.
No.
Well, that's Scott, though.
Yeah, that's Scott. That's Lord Disick.
Yeah.
You know, in England, they call him Lord Disick.
I'm going to get knighted when I go visit England one day.
Are you, Jesse?
Yes. Don't be jealous.
Tell us more, Jesse.
Oh, my God. Is this like give Jesse a hard time today?
No, we love Jesse. We're just teasing you, Jess. Hey, let's talk dominating personalities, okay? Both Chris and Courtney. Courtney to a lesser extent. And then first off, before we get to their relationships with Bruce and Scott respectively, how about Courtney standing up to Chris and to her face twice, not once, but twice, saying, I don't want to do this to Scott because of what you did to Bruce.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's got to be really hard to hear from your own child that she doesn't want to be like you in an aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to be disappointing.
I think it's worse than that. I think it's sort of a slap in the face.
Right.
To say, I have seen you do this for 20 years or 30 years, you know, whatever, however long I remember you doing this, and it's so unattractive to me, I'm not just going to not do it. I'm going to explicitly walk the other way from doing it.
Right. Well, it was really blunt and it was really harsh, but at the end of the day, it kind of made Chris be like, wow, I should probably make some changes. And that's when she talked to Bruce.
Well, you know, she talked to Kendall, right? It was Kendall?
Yeah.
Yeah. But same thing, like we were talking about, she did most of the talking and Kendall was just kind of sitting there like, uh-huh.
I think that was just her trying to convince herself about whatever she was talking
exactly.
about. She just could basically be talking to a wall. I think she didn't really need Kendall at all.
Oh, 100%. But that is how and Courtney did it and Kendall didn't. And that is how you, I think, get through to Chris. You have to come strong.
Right.
When you go to Bruce or somebody, you can kind of be matter of fact. When you go to Scott or whoever, you can dance around, whatever. When you come to Chris, if you come really strong and you say, this is the way it is, it may be uncomfortable in the moment, but she'll get it and she'll probably respect you a little more as opposed to weaseling your way around the issue. And Courtney came right up to Chris and said, I don't want to do this. This is bad. And the rest of the episode, Chris couldn't sleep. She was thinking about it.
Right.
That's the way to
go
to Chris.
And I think the other difference between Courtney's relationship with Chris and Kendall's is that she's going to her daughter, Kendall, for advice about her father. Bruce isn't Courtney's father, so I feel like that's just a completely different aspect of it because you don't want to like backtalk or talk bad about your real dad or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a different relationship there.
And I know that this is set up for TV, obviously, but why go to Kendall? Is it because Kendall was the only person in the house?
Could
is it
be.
Because Kendall was a particularly good listener to Chris? I mean, why Kendall specifically?
It seems like Kendall listens more than Kylie. Kylie just seems like she's just like, oh, I'm out there hanging out, having a good time.
Kendall could be a new Chris in a way because Kendall's already started down a modeling path, which is a business path. So maybe Kendall has more career aspirations early than Kylie will. And Chris sees her and says, okay, Kendall's slightly more mature to handle this, and I maybe value her opinion more.
Why, this is off subject, but why is Kendall still in the house? Didn't she get her own house?
She was, they I were
don't
looking.
Think, yeah,
but,
I don't think she ended
yeah,
up, getting
end
it.
Up getting it.
Oh.
Okay.
And she was in between gigs. I mean, she's packing anyway, so she's probably home for a day.
Yeah, that's why she can't take care of Blue, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah, we never saw that dog. We will never see that dog again.
They got rid of it.
That poor dog. It's living at Jesse's house now.
No, I don't need
it
anymore.
I want Rob to have it. Even the psychic said he needed a dog.
Yeah, oh, I thought that was weird.
Because we just talked about that last week.
Yeah, but what else? Why was Kim talking to a psychic about everyone else?
I thought it was crazy how the psychic said that Kim is going to get, was it Kim's going to get pregnant?
Pregnant, yeah.
Hey, I really, well, not all of them, but I do believe in some. Like, I promise you, I talked to a medium, and my brother that passed away came through. I am not lying. There is no way this lady could have known I had a brother. We don't have the same last name. We have the same mom. I mean, we have different moms, but the same dad. And she knew about the tattoo I got for him. She knew everything. So I believe in them.
I mean, I think some people are frauds, and I think some people have, you know, sixth sense.
We're just going to let you keep trying to figure it out.
No, I just don't want to say it wrong. But yeah, so yeah, but that's crazy. I don't want to do it.
It's really crazy, like the stuff that they know. Like there's just stuff that you know that they could not have known. You're like, okay. My friend went and saw the same one I saw, and her father came through and, like, knew stuff.
When you say came through, what do you mean exactly?
Well, like, you're sitting there talking to him, and she's like, so a young man, I see a young man here with me. And then she just starts saying stuff, and she doesn't want, like, they tell you not to tell him anything. She didn't even know my last name.
Was this phone or face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
Okay.
They just were talking.
Wait, did you have a poker face on?
Oh, yeah. I didn't wear any jewelry. I didn't tell her anything.
No, and, poker face, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, like, she... Like, I didn't want to give anything away. I promise you.
Does jewelry interfere with it?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, she might associate rings with a relationship or just anything. I didn't want to give anything away. So, I mean, it's just crazy what they know. Like, she knew how my grandparents passed away. Like, she knew way too much. Just saying.
Well, that's
they're real, so I wonder if Kim will get pregnant soon.
Because the psychic said that Kim will have another baby. Mm-hmm. I'm sometimes, sure she's going to get pregnant.
Sometimes, though, I think that when people see psychics and they hear this is going to happen, they're going to think it. And, you know, your mind is pretty powerful and you think what, you know. And as far as Kim and Kanye, I feel like they would have
another baby.
Yeah. I feel like they're definitely like a little family.
We've all said that Rob needs to get a dog.
Well, he did, and he gave it to Kendall, and it pooped
no,
everywhere.
No, he bought it for Kendall.
The old self-fulfilling prophecy is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that, and I'm sure Kim's... The thing is...
And Chloe needs a sperm donor.
When Kim goes to a psychic...
Chris Montana!
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. When Kim goes to a psychic, there's no way that psychic doesn't know who Kim is. It's difficult as a celebrity to go to a psychic.
Like she said, she could have Googled it.
Yeah.
Like she could have watched last week's episode and know that Rob needs a dog. Like we talked about that last week.
She was watching our AfterBuzz episode, guys.
And it's the other thing about Kim going to a psychic is when you have that disposable income, when you have the lifestyle Kim does, it's an easier choice to have a baby because you have the financial ability to take care of it and other things like that. So the psychic saying to Kim, hey, you should have a baby or you're going to have a baby next year. Well, okay, that's a little different than the psychic saying it to like a normal middle class, middle income girl who's 20, you know?
Right.
So, but okay, all right, I'll play with you guys, whatever.
And it probably is true that Chloe likes North better, honestly, because Courtney's going to like her own kids better.
I don't know. Chloe's pretty close with Mason.
True. But Mason's getting older. I think Chloe has baby fever, and it's really sad when she, like, was telling Mason, and then Kendall was saying how she told her that growing up that, you know, I'm your other mom, and it's like, Chloe wants to be a mom so bad.
She really does.
I really wanted to get pregnant.
She's a great aunt, though. Coco?
She is. But she wants her own baby.
That time will come.
It'll happen. I'm a sperm donor.
Bobby?
I don't know.
Why don't you help her out?
I'm not a psychic. Wow. This has escalated very quickly.
Hey-o.
All right. Let's get right back to these serious relationships, these very serious Kardashian relationships. And the first one is Scott and Courtney. And Sterling, I think you were the one who said it. Credit to Courtney for letting Scott make his own decision. Mm-hmm. We knew this was probably the decision he was going to make only because if he actually had a helicopter, it would be huge news and we'd have been talking about it for weeks. But it was a good decision for him to make. And I'm sure that Bruce will still probably get his type rating with helicopters because it only takes 15 hours, and why not? It's Bruce.
That's crazy.
It only takes 15
hours. He was really excited about it, too.
But think about it. It takes 15 hours.
He saw him just with like this.
I think it's...
No, that was Scott saying that, but yeah, he was just there like this, yeah.
I think Bruce is excited that he finally has someone in the family that he can bond with because I feel like he's such an outsider with all these girls.
But hang on now. Wait a minute. Do you remember comedian Jeff Dunham?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce
got
like,
really attacked.
Bruce, like, over-friended Jeff Dunham. And then Jeff Dunham backed off.
Jeff was like, no, we can't be friends anymore.
Over-friended.
That's a new one. I coined that phrase, hashtag defriend. Over-friended. Defriend in real life.
Unfriend.
Meeting adjourned.
Block. Mute. Sorry, go ahead.
I thought it was interesting how Scott was like, I'm a watcher, I'm not a participant, which is crazy because he's so competitive and he so, like, strives to be, like, number one that you would think he'd want to be competitive and try things and learn things, but instead he just wants everyone to do everything for him. You know, like, for example, like the fly in the plane.
Yeah,
like
he wants a uniformed cult of Lord Disick team.
I just thought that was really crazy because Courtney, in a way, is kind of like she's good at things and she tries things and you know what I'm saying?
I could imagine Scott, had he gotten the helicopter, because we've been through this with the van now and we've been through this with other things. I could imagine him with the helicopter taken off from Calabasas private, you know, backyard and telling the FAA, what's your destination? Oh, it's the same backyard. We're just going to cruise in the air for 3 hours because I need to get some work done while this pilot flies.
Yeah, that's right. He has mobile office.
Yeah. He's going to be up there with all the police helicopters above LA, but he's just going to be chilling. That's his new office. I can see that happening. Absolutely.
I agree.
So what
Good job, Bobby. Good point.
You guys are tough today. What about Bruce and Chris now walking on the beach at the end of the episode? I said it when it went to commercial before the final talk about Chris asking if she had a dominating personality. I said she hung a curveball. This is Bruce's chance to get her.
Right.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't know. I think he could see that she already was feeling bad about it, and I think she's learning her lesson anyway. So what's the point of rubbing it
in her
face?
I don't mean beating her while she's down, but I mean this is the same Chris who Courtney was matter-of-fact with and Chris backed off.
Right.
Bruce, man, stand up to her. Be matter-of-fact. Get your balls back. Sorry, kids. Get your balls back.
What's the point? Like, they're already done.
No, I know they're done, but, like, it's important for him to have spent 25 years with a woman and have kids and have this family and have all these things going on that are still going on. They're not going to ever be done because they have children.
Yeah.
So that relationship will never be over. So he needs to tell her all of the airing of grievances, I guess, if you want to use a Seinfeld reference from you might get that. He needs to air those grievances and say, this is a problem. This is why this is a problem. This is how you made it a problem. And this is what needs to change. Yeah. Or she's never going to get it.
Well, he said he already let it go.
Yeah, so. I think that. And he did give some examples. And he said, I don't think he was that easy on her. He said, we'll forgive you, but I'm not going to live with you or whatever. I thought that was kind
of blunt.
She was
like, okay, one out of two works.
She was like, okay.
Well, see, one out of two works. Do you think that's her saying, I wish we kind of got back together in a way? Or is she just saying it to
me? I think Chris is equally as over it. I don't think she wants to be with him.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I think they'll always love each other, but they don't want no love making going on right now.
That's what, like, she told Kendall. Sometimes you just grow apart.
He's not the same old pilot having sex in the back of the...
That was the most... That is the most irresponsible thing Bruce has ever done.
Autopilot.
That's so scary. Like, even, like... I'm surprised Chris was like, okay, let's do it. Like, I'd be like, hell no. You get up there and you fly that plane.
I'm surprised Bruce would do something like that. I guess we've seen him just in his older years getting to his personality, but I can't imagine him being that spontaneous.
Bruce is a freak.
He wasn't an athlete, so.
I don't know, but it wasn't like he left the front of the plane, the cockpit, for 20 seconds. I assume it didn't take 20 seconds. Like,
30?
Maybe 30. But it's enough to be like, you cannot leave that thing. I know autopilot flies the plane for the most, you know, look at commercial airline pilots, that thing's on autopilot when it's in the air most of the time. But even so, you gotta sit there. Right?
Right.
I just still think, okay, you guys are going to make fun of me, and I'll probably get mean comments, but I just still think it's crazy that planes fly.
Yeah.
Thank you. No. I know, like I said, I know that sounds really dumb, but...
It's vodka, ladies and gentlemen. It's vodka.
No, but seriously, they're how much do they weigh? And the fact that, you know, that they're in the air and they don't ever just fall down. Well, I mean...
Sometimes they do.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Still...
Transportation, man.
Yeah.
It's come a long way.
Next week on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we give Francesca a physics lesson.
I took AP physics and all that good stuff. I swear I'm smart and I have a degree, but I just still think it's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a crazy concept.
Oh, science.
It's crazy.
I agree. Anyways.
I'm not going to wade into that one. Okay, last question about Bruce and Chris. Do you think Chris will change? After Courtney talks to her, Kendall agrees with her, and Bruce talks to her, will we see a less dominant Chris? Or
No, definitely not. She'll always be dominant.
Yeah.
But I think they will be able to easily tell her, hey, you're doing this right now. Please change it, or
I mean, she's
a
manager. She is used to managing everyone in that family's life. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly. You know?
You can teach him to sit.
What? Wow.
Can teach him to sit?
I've done it.
I agree.
What?
An old dog. You can teach him.
I thought we were talking about people. I was like, you taught a boy to sit.
Sit.
Sorry, that's just my boyfriend.
What is going on on the show?
Planes.
Tonight?
I don't know what's happening right now.
I have no idea what's going on.
Francesca's
walked into a
comparing
time
boys
warp.
And dogs.
That's what I thought you were saying. Okay, anyway.
All right, before, I should just let the three of you talk and we'll see what happens, but I'm not going to do that. Let's get to news and gossip.
What is going on today?
I don't know if you guys heard that. Ben's
some problems in here. It's all right.
Ben, are you doing okay? Do you need a hug?
Yeah, I do.
He has the vodka back there.
Okay, it's one of those days. I can feel it happening here. We got a lot of news. I'm glad we got to it early. I guess I will start, ladies, if you don't mind. Mm. First things first, I heard that.
I guess.
Francesca. I should just start and end and wrap it myself. How about this? Kim Kardashian.
All right, guys, let's go.
Kim Kardashian has a new best friend. I know the three of you know who it is. You'd never guess who it was at home if you didn't see it on Twitter. It's Katie Couric. Look at this picture. We've got Kris Jenner, Kim's friend, some nobody. Kim, Christy Brinkley.
That's really rude, buddy.
How do you know it's a nobody?
Because they said it was like Kim's longtime friend. And Katie Couric. Now, the story here, of course, last year, Katie Couric mentioned wondered why the Kardashians are famous. Which, listen, we do the after show. We wonder why the Kardashians are famous. Let's be real, right. Okay? Katie Couric wondered it. Kim took it personally.
It's Ray J. Sex tape.
It is Ray J. Kim took it personally, of course, lashed out when Katie then sent North a baby gift. And Kim, remember, Instagrammed with the hashtag, I hate fake media friends, of course. And may I humbly suggest you not send gifts, then talk shit. Uh-huh. So everything's cleared up. As you can see from this picture here, Kim was partying in the Hamptons with Mom and Christy Brinkley and Katie Couric. So it looks like everything's good.
I don't know. Kim's got a bitch face right there. She's like,
that's her normal.
No, she smiles sometimes, right? Like she has like she doesn't show teeth really, but she does like a.
She's got puckered duck face.
I don't know. She just doesn't look happy there. She's like, oh, I'm forced to hang out with this girl. I'm uncomfortable. Can you not see that in her face?
I'm with you. I agree. Well, if there's one thing we all hate, it's fake media friends. Am I right?
Always a struggle.
All right, moving on to news item number two. Bruce may be getting more religious, you guys. Bruce has been attending church services more and more often, and according to ChristianToday.com, completely alone, because Bruce is just a loner, and there's nothing wrong with that. He was spotted leaving a church in Westlake Village, California, each of the past several weeks while the rest of the family is partying and filming and stuff in the Hamptons. Two questions for you guys. First off, why is this news? Good for him. You want to go to church?
Great.
Do it. And second, wouldn't it be great if Bruce could find a really down-to-earth woman at church?
Women,
or
huh?
at the supermarket?
Several women.
But seriously, a woman at church or like the supermarket or somewhere down-to-earth, because he's a down-to-earth guy.
Do you think he will start dating?
Do you think he has a Christian Mingle profile?
That is the question of the night.
We should go search for
him. He needs to find a strong Christian Southern woman to take care of him and not be scared to stand up to Chris.
I think Jesse's a volunteer.
I'm not down. Definitely not. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That ponytail is pretty hot.
But I'm sure you can find someone your
type. He's been getting some Botox.
You're blushing, Joey. You're blushing.
Waiting for you.
I'm sorry. No, he's like my dad. He could be old enough to be my dad. Like, no, thank you.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You would have some cool stepchildren.
That's okay. It's not worth it.
You could be Kim Kardashian's, like, stepmom, kind of.
Oh, boy. I really didn't need that.
Step-stepmom? How does that work?
It's like a step-stepmom.
Half-stepmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Moving along again. Hey, guys. Rob Kardashian, this is weird. On July 3rd, he tweeted the following, quote, "Happy I got my son with me for the 4th tomorrow. Can't wait to watch fireworks with my little man. Hope everyone is safe."
Okay.
What? He later deleted the tweet, said it was a joke. Two times this has happened before. In May 2013, he posted a picture on Instagram with the hashtag, with the caption, excuse me, quote, "Shout out to God, shout out to my hair.
Because those are related.
Shout out mom, shout out to my son's mom, because she's been holding me down since high school, and shout out to my son, Robert III, LOL. Also deleted that and said it was a joke. And in 2009, he sent out a series of cryptic tweets about being a father and mentioning to Nicole Richie how, quote, his son doesn't stay in L.A. Keep saying it's a joke.
Yeah, but that's not even funny.
It's not funny. And what did you say to me off air, Francesca? 75% of jokes are truth.
Yes.
So if he's joking about it three times.
Fun fact.
Maybe he's got a kid.
What I guarantee you what happened is he got really messed up on whatever. Didn't we said that he's been dabbling in the syrup?
Scissorp.
So maybe he got on that, and then he, like, the truth came out, and he, like, started tweeting. He was like, oh, crap, I let the truth out.
That's,
I gotta lie. I guarantee you he's got a kid somewhere, and he's paying the mama to keep quiet.
That would not surprise me, and the scissorped mind says what the sober mind thinks.
Scissorp. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, after 9 drinking, you got to go back and look at your timeline. Whoops,
exactly.
Nope, delete.
The worst part is not being able to look at your Snapchats. Let me tell you.
Whoopsie.
Screenshot. Or you can just send me a picture and I'll put it on Twitter anyways.
That was really rude, by the way.
Hey, speaking of really rude, Sterling, I'm going to be polite and let you do the rest of your news right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I just have a tidbit of information for you guys. Kanye West had a concert in London on Friday, on the 4th of July, and per usual, he went on an extraordinary 20-minute rant. Did you just swallow your water? That was, like, really loud in my ears.
But, yeah, that rant is very unusual.
You're interrupting my news.
You guys are aggressive today. You guys are really aggressive.
Anyways, he was talking for 20 minutes about the discrimination within the fashion industry, and he, like, went on this whole thing. Anyways, people got bored and started leaving, and then it says the majority of the people that stayed booed until he was done.
Think about this.
Yes!
This isn't like a two-minute rant. I could go on a rant about almost anything for 2 minutes, and I have. Right. But 20 minutes is a long time to just be up there talking.
Right, and people are there to listen to your music, you know? They don't want to hear you talk for an extended period of time about something they probably don't even care about.
You must have not heard he's a genius, though.
Didn't you know he's a creative genius. He was wearing about discrimination within the fashion industry.
But you know what? He was tweeting pictures. I don't know if any of you guys saw this. It was last week, tweeting pictures, I'm assuming, from like his line. And people were just like, I could get that at
right.
Levi's.
It was like really
like, what
basic.
Are you doing?
They were just like plain gray t-shirts with nothing on them.
Didn't he sell something for like a shirt for like $300 or something? Like, I don't know.
That wouldn't be surprising.
Sounds like Kanye.
Does.
People are so crazy. They would probably pay $300 for an undershirt he wore.
Oh, they pay more than that. I think it's they pay a lot more than that.
Really? How sad are you?
Well,
sorry.
Big fans. Kanye is a creative genius.
Okay, I understand that, but just because the person wore something, you're going to like sleep with it at night and frame it. And...
So you're telling me you would not pay for this shirt, Jesse?
I'm telling you I would not pay a penny for that shirt.
If I had Beyonce's t-shirt, I'd wear it every day. I'd never take it off.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I will say this. It's different when it's like a legend, like Michael Jackson, like if you had a jacket he wore that you could like frame or something. That's different. I'm saying just like a undershirt or just a t-shirt, you know, something stupid. You know, you get
you're
what I'm saying.
You're getting really intense about this thing that's never
happened. Kishara really giving me a hard time today.
All right, hey, Jesse, you know what? Sterling, if you're done with news, Jesse, the floor is yours.
Okay, great.
Okay. It's the Jesse Show.
Okay, so Khloe Kardashian and French Montana were at the airport in New York, and their flight got delayed, and so they went to their car, which was a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, and they had a little sexy time.
Okay, when you first teased this for us before the show started, you mentioned this, and I was like, hooking up in a car, like, sorry, we've all been there, not the greatest thing ever. Oh, come on. We've all... Whatever. Okay,
I am
fine.
An angel.
I've been there. Francesca apparently is an angel and a lady. But it's not a car. It's the Sprinter van. So you have enough room to do whatever you want in there.
Oh, yeah.
So much room for activities.
Yeah, it's not like an SUV for activities.
For activities.
Sure. It sounds... it's a little more acceptable.
I mean, you gotta... Like, I was stuck in an airport for 4 hours a couple weeks ago, and I was bored out of my mind. So, I mean...
So you went to your car with a stranger?
Sprinter van. Where's the Sprinter van when you need it?
I know, right? Not that I would do anything since I'm a lady.
Exactly.
Classy lady. Anyways.
So, one more. So, Courtney kicked Scott out of their temporary house in the Hamptons because, you know, Courtney and Khloe, you're filming Courtney and Khloe Take the Hamptons. And she kicked him out, and they're trying to work things out as usual. Don't really know why that's big news, but
same old, same old.
Yeah.
Do you have why she kicked him out?
No, it didn't say. It just said that they were fighting and they're trying to work it out.
Hopefully, this is not the Scott of old, which he used to do in old seasons, drinking and partying and clubbing and doing whatever.
It did say that he did not. It was around the time that North had her birthday party. He did not go to the birthday party with.
Right. Didn't
he
go
left
out?
Her in the he left her in the Hamptons or. She left him in the Hamptons.
Hmm.
Didn't someone say last week that he went out like to a club and was drinking during the Coachella?
I thought so too.
So that's probably what happened. But I don't know. Maybe they got in a fight and he went out and got drunk. I don't know.
I mean,
it could be so many different things.
That's the beauty of Lord Disick. Speaking of Lord Disick, let's get to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Hey, Ben, you were right on time with that one today. Thank you, sir.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, I want to do...
Doing my job.
I'm going to do some predictions, and I want to do conspiracies, because I have a little conspiracy for you guys.
Okay.
We have talked multiple times on this show that Courtney and Scott are not married, Courtney doesn't want to get married, whatever. I have a little theory for you guys. I think Courtney and Scott are too smart financially to understand what goes on with prenups and relationships and common law marriages and whatever. I think they got married... at the county courthouse and have a slip of paper and they're officially
right.
married and they've never had a ceremony and they've never made a thing and no one's changed their name and they've never done whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised. It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they are legally married for financial reasons, for tax reasons, whatever else, And we just don't know it because she hasn't had a Kim wedding and never will.
Right.
Where did this come from?
It's just a conspiracy theory I've been working on because there's
late every night just thinking about it last night.
Well, think about this. Here's the deal. Now that kids are in the relationship, now that a lot of money is in the relationship, there's a lot of different factors. When you have two and three kids coming, what happens if Scott and Courtney break up? And what happens if Courtney takes the kids and right. Scott has no rights because they're not legally married right. and there's no visitation or whatever? I think you're looking at a marriage between the two of them. Absolutely.
Right. I agree.
Got What's a lot happening? Of activity going on in the studio.
I don't think that would be surprising. I don't think that would be surprising if they did. It's definitely a smart decision. And we said last week that we don't even think they would have a big production for a wedding. I don't think Courtney, first of all, can make a decision, you know,
True.
All the decisions involved, but I don't think that would be surprising, Bobby. I think you're, you know, right on the money with that.
Well,
you're
on to
something,
guys.
Bobby. Do you really think that, like, is it more beneficial for people to get married? Like,
they want to go home. That's why they're kicking us out. Anyways.
All right, well, hey, we got no more.
It's going to be a great night.
We got no more time for predictions. Let's do social links real quick. Sterling, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And I'm not giving out my Snapchat this week because no one followed me.
Ooh.
You got rude. One, right?
Rude.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Eye candy.
you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Jessie Owen.
Yep.
Twitter, Instagram, XOXO, CESCA.
I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro, on Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMuro. Remember, guys, Maria's new book, still in stores, still doing very well. If you haven't picked it up yet, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness is out right now. That's it on The Kardashians this week. We will see you guys next week. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.